from the age of 12 involved with the 5th Welwyn Garden City Scout Troop, which was based at St Michael's Church in Ludwick Way. I wasn't so much involved with the Scouts, but what I remember of the Scouts in Welwyn Garden City, the original two troops in Welwyn Garden City were the seconds, or the seconds or the first, I'm not sure, who were based at St Francis Church, and the fifth, who were based at St Michael's Church in Ludwick Way. Eventually they managed to get a hut built in where Hyde House is now, or was Hyde House, in Mrs Gurney's, I think it was Mrs Gurney's, I believe there, was it Mrs Gurney? Yes, Mrs Gurney's. She had a field there, and they built their own scout up there, very, very good, well-built scout up there. And that's where they eventually finished up. And the families involved in those days were my two brothers, the Braybrook family, the Renshaw family, the Cochran brothers, Peter Deary, all in the local area of St Michael's Church. And I think the first camping site they used to use was Chewing Water. But of course that was after this time. I went camping in various places. I think eventually the district campsite ended up at Barnes Wood. But yeah, I went camping with them down in Gloucestershire when I was in the Scouts, Gloucestershire, Sudbury and Suffolk. My brother and another man named Chris Edwards were the first two King Scouts in Welwyn Garden City. Yeah, and that would have been probably in the 40s, I think. Meeting once a week on probably a Thursday evening, I think it was. When I first joined, we had one main leader, a chap named Peter Holloway, and he had assistants, some of the Braybrook family and people like that, Cliff Braybrook and people like that. Yeah. And we had our own hut down at Hyde Valley or Hyde House. We used to sometimes meet on Monday evening as well as a Thursday evening. Perhaps because we used to have patrols in the Scouts and those, and perhaps one patrol would meet on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was in the Scouts until 1957. And of course I went to the World Scout Jamboree in Sutton Coldfield. Yes, I've got a programme there for that somewhere. 1957. The St Michael's used to have an annual fete every year in the grounds at St Michael's Church, and the Scouts used to be involved in helping and running various things. That's myself and one of the other younger Scouts organising, was it pony rides or something? Oh, another thing which used to happen during the summer months, or for 1 week at the King George V playing fields, they had a sports week which was run by local school teachers, and they used to have hockey, tennis, football, rounders, which anybody just turned up and played. There used to be big battles on the hockey field, I know, between the men's hockey teams and the women's hockey teams. And of course Welwyn Garden City ladies had a good hockey team at those times, and they used to play against some of the men's, and I think the men got beaten to death. That used to be held just 1 week in June, I think it was. Yeah, and you just turned up and registered for whatever sport you wanted to play. You could do with things like that nowadays.